Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. A fine Sunday morning for you and I and Jake and John. Yankees looking to take the series, Jake, a four-game set. They got slaughtered in game one, and like Jake told us, they're going to win a close one, then win a close one, and the Indians are sitting there thinking, man, that was really just a fluke in game one, huh? We really did just face a bunch of minor league pitchers. And now, game four, Yanks can really cement that message. I need a win today, Jake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This pregame show is brought to you by Steakhouse Elite. They're burger guys. Two guys started a burger business. Now they sell all the burgers in Yankee Stadium. I was there yesterday eating Yankee Stadium burgers. Steakhouse Elite Burgers has some little sliders, has some big burgers. You eat a burger at Yankee Stadium, you're eating Steakhouse Elite Burgers. Not enough people know that. You got to know Elite Burgers, Elite Stadium, Elite team, they're all connected. When you go there, get a burger. If you're not out of the game and you want to feel like you're out of the game, go to any grocery store, buy some Steakhouse Elite Burgers. You'll find them there. They're good. They're delicious. They're sponsoring the pregame show. Big time flavor, born in the Bronx, Steakhouse Elite Burgers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't feel that way. I think from where we were Thursday night, I think we're in a power seat. I think if we're in position to get this win and take it and run, awesome. And like I talked about on that Friday pregame show, yeah, we snuck out two wins. We didn't sneak out two. We won two close games where the Indians blew us out the first game. The game got out of control, Chad, all of that. Today, I mean, if it's there, take it, and the Indians walk away, and they're like, you know, I'm sure Indian fans will be tweeting out, like, well, we outscored you this series, and it's like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't
I don't matter. Care at all.
That doesn't matter.
Or, I mean, hey, if, you know, CeCe's back on the bump today, returning from the IL, you know, if it goes CeCe to, you know, some of the lesser arms in our bullpen, and we walk away with a split, I say, yeah, that's fine. This series could have been a lot worse. So I don't think I'm feeling how you're feeling.
I'm not devastated by a split, but the ejections yesterday, CeCe right. getting ejected, CeCe making his return to the bump, winning the last two games. There's all this momentum. The bubble is like growing and growing and growing. And then to walk away with just a split seems like bummer. When I want to walk away feeling, I want a good West Coast flight.
Oh, that is a good point. I didn't think about the flight. Flight's big, and yeah, I mean, CeCe with the umpire behind the dish that threw him out yesterday, that's yeah. always a good time. So yeah, there is some fun bubble stuff there, Jim. I mean, I want the win. Hot take.
Yeah. I just think it'd be like a big... To win the series 3-1... With all the nonsense going on, it's like, yeah, this is the story, but also the Yanks are still winning at an amazing race. Amazing clip. Just took 3-1 from the Indians who came in hot or whatever. I want to win.
Right. If we win today, you kind of leave. The Yankees would be like a 9 out of 10. If they split today, it's like 6 out of 10. All right, West Coast, here we go. 9 out of 10, it's like club dub. Get on the plane. Let's go.
Yeah. Big, it's a big fun win. It's a big momentum thing right now. Momentum is rolling. So let's keep it going. That's what I say. Who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? They asked Jake. Well, DJ LeMay, who's leading off. Aaron Judge back in the game, playing right field. Then you got the five Gs. Gregorius at short. Gio at third. Gary behind the dish. Gardner in center field. Glaber at second. Mike Ford back in the game, DHing. And Talkman in left. Pretty good lineup.
It's a solid lineup. Didi's playing a lot better ball lately. He loves facing Cleveland, as you noted. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, kind of hilarious. I didn't think there'd be a day this season that three of our last four hitters would be left-handed, and here we are. against handsome Mike Clevenger today. So should be a fun one. Gary comes back. He gets his day of rest. Same with the judge. So that's exciting.
Yeah. I like this lineup. Might be the best lineup we played this series. I don't remember game one. Game one might have been good.
Yeah, I think game one was decent. Ford, he had a couple good at-bats, whatever. And Big CC returns to the Hill. That's exciting. Sunday in the Bronx, after all the emotion this series, it should be an intense first couple innings.
They were saying on the YES broadcast that CC is good when returning after IL stints. He has more velocity. But
I feel like his return from the IL stint this year, he had a bad start.
That's what I thought. But Paulie and Coney were saying, like, yeah, it was good after he returned.
I mean, I guess if they're just talking velocity and stuff, yeah. But, I'm pretty sure. Get into Big C's game logs. 251 and 159 lifetime, so there's that.
I don't know which game was after the injury. I think it was June 2nd. He went 6 innings pitch, 3 earned runs.
Was it that?
The gap isn't big enough to like figure out clearly when his injury was.
Yeah. Was it May? No. Yeah, I guess that makes sense, but yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to do some investigative reporting.
CC should be fired up, man. Fired up yesterday.
Always.
Born fired up.
Lives fired up.
Has he faced the Indians this season? He did. 5 innings pitched, 4 earned runs, 7 hits.
His last time in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then they did the All-Star thing.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And then the lineup versus CC, he will be facing Lindor, Mercado, Santana, Puig, Reyes, Perez, Kipnis, Allen, Freeman, and Clevenger on the bump. Now, I got this from one of those janky lineup sites, so I need to double check it because is Ramirez not playing?
J-Ram, I would assume so. If Freeman's in the lineup, I know he's kind of their backup infielder. So we would like that a lot.
Yeah. But that's awesome for the Yankees. Why wouldn't he
play? Is awesome for the Yankees because he gets a hit every time.
He gets on base every time. That's
Google
awesome.
Indians lineup.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the lineup because these fake lineup sites have gotten us in trouble before. But that's a huge win if CC doesn't have to face him. Guy's an automatic hit right now.
Yeah, yeah. No, no Ramirez. Mikey Freeman bringing up the rear today instead.
Nice, love that. That's huge news. Santana absolutely crushes CC, Jake. 12 for 26. A 462 batting average and 29 plate appearances, 517 on base percentage. And Lindor's numbers are pretty gaudy as well, 9 for 21.
I wonder, did a young Carlos Santana used to catch CC?
Ooh, I don't know.
I'll get research and development on that. A lot of departments put in a lot of time today. We thank them.
The numbers go back too far, actually. I'm just clicking in. In 2017, he was 1 for 4. And in 2019, he's 1 for 3. So that's 2 for 7 in the last 3 years. So all those numbers go way back to 2011, 2013, 2015. So I don't think they matter much anymore. Santana versus Sabathia.
Yeah, and Santana came up in 2010. For Cleveland, so him and CC were never battery mates, Jim.
And they hate each other.
Oh, they loathe each other.
They loathe each other. Who's on the bump for the Indians?
Your guy, Jim.
Old dog hair Clevenger.
Everyone, handsome Mike.
Be prepared to have your back hurt from watching him pitch. That's a what to watch for. His herky-jerky motion makes my back hurt just from watching him. It's too much.
Sunshine.
You know who's got home runs off of him on this Yankees team?
If you start calling him Sunshine, do you think you'll like him?
No.
Tough.
He doesn't have sunshine hair. See, that's the thing. He doesn't have pretty hair.
It's his official nickname on Baseball Reference.
That's a bad nickname. Got to have, like, pretty blonde hair to be called Sunshine.
Wow.
His hair looks like a dog before it gets groomed.
That damn East Coast bias. I think you're beautiful, Mike.
Didi and Judge have hit home runs off Clevinger before.
Okay, like that.
Didi's 3-for-7. 500 on base percentage. Didi crushes the Indians.
Yeah, it's a Cleveland pitcher, so.
Gary 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. Yikes.
Yowzer. How about Mike Clevinger being good?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
His last three seasons, Jim, 71 games, 65 starts. So I'll just say that. 65 starts. He's got a 3.10 ERA. That's pretty insane. More than a strikeout per inning. He's been great.
His last outing was rather poor. 4.2 innings against Boston. He gave up 11 hits in 4 2/3. 11.
We like that.
Four earned runs, but 11 hits. That's crazy. That's a lot of hits. We faced him last year twice. I think the Yankees won both games. 6 innings pitched, 4 earned runs, 7.1 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Cool. You scared of Clevinger? What's he throw?
A little bit, Jim, just because his strikeout numbers have actually been pretty crazy this year. And, I mean, you mentioned his last start, he gave up a chunk of hits. But, I mean, since the start of July, he's been 2.39 ERA, and that's 8 starts. So it's not really a small sample. He's been dealing, and he can strike you out, which I know that's sometimes it feels like when that Yankee strikeout train starts rolling, doesn't slow down.
Yeah, and I'm looking at his pitches right now. He throws a 93-mile-per-hour four-seamer 53% of the time. But then his next pitch is 21%, so he's really a two-pitch pitcher, and it's a slider. And the one gif they're showing on pitcher list is the very slider that strikes out all the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, it's really nasty. But that's just literally one slider. Throws a changeup 13% of the time. Probably just to lefties.
I was going to say, because you got, what, 50% fastballs, 21% sliders. So, I mean, that's, what, 75% we're at? So yep. he's got some other stuff he'll throw at you.
Yeah, but when you go into, like, a 13% thrown, when you look at, like, the actual numbers, it's, like, not a lot.
Right. But right now we're missing 25%. It's one every four pitches.
He also throws a curveball 11% of the time.
He's got somewhat of an old-school repertoire.
Yeah. Changeup looks cool. That slider looks nasty in this one gif I'm watching.
Damn.
Could be the best he's ever thrown, and that's the one they put on there. That's why it looks so good.
Now you have me worried.
If you close your eyes and you picture Gary Judge and Stan swinging over sliders, it's that slider. Just to let everyone know. But he walks a lot of guys, says Tom Smith in the chat, so that's good.
Sure.
Has he been walking guys? 2 in the last start, but 11 hits. 1-4 versus LA, 0-2-1-2. It seems like he doesn't walk that many.
Yeah, I don't think it's too crazy. He four of his first 4 starts of the year, 3 of them had 3 walks. Since then, he's had... There's one start with 4, but everything else is 2 or under with a couple zeros in there. So I don't know. I don't think you're getting too much from the whip angle. Would be nice. Would be nice to get a few walks, Jim.
Some soft hit by pitches.
I wonder if you see guys hunting fastballs early in the count, Jim, so they don't have to deal with that slider later on.
Getaway day. Hit them early. I like it.
Baseball.
Pitching path to victory. I think CC only goes 60 pitches.
Coming I think up. They might give him more leash than that.
Think so?
Yeah. He I'll get back into his game logs. I was going to try to think of another department. Our analytics department. Katie Sharp.
That's Katie Sharp. Run by Katie Sharp.
How did I end up in Carlos Santana's game log? Yeah, because after his first start of the season, his first couple, because he didn't have a spring training. He's been above 75 pitches for all of them. One start with 69. Nice. That was at Cleveland. I don't know. I think CeCe's a veteran. He's pretty honest with what he feels. And I think, you know, Booney, Larry, everyone knows what they're doing. So probably doesn't see a third time through the lineup. You're looking at if he could get 5 innings, 80 pitches or so, I think that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, so that June 2nd start versus Boston was his first time off the IL this season. And it was 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 83 pitches. So do that. Yeah. Do that, CeCe.
That'd be great.
The four horsemen all went yesterday, Jake.
Yeah.
Which is cool. We're like 22-0 when those guys go. But with the off day tomorrow, my first thought is they can all go again. Well, actually, no. Actually, Britton, Chapman, and Canely are all out. They are not available tonight.
Yeah, so that's where...
Fuck.
Yeah, that's where today can get nervous on you.
Oh, shit. So, okay, it's a... It's Ottavino's the closer. And then the gap is going to be Sessa, Nestor, or Lasagna.
I've got a question. In the ALCS series format now, it's, what is it? It's 2 games, off day, 3 games?
The 2-3-2.
Right. Are those 3 games consecutive days?
Yeah. Well, they just put out the schedule this year, but they were in the past, yeah.
So, again, I know we haven't seen it this year, but you wonder, you know, we don't want it to be the ALCS, and the Yankees have only tried to throw their relief pitchers 3 days in a row. Never this year. You can't expect it. But no, I mean, imagine if you got to the playoffs and these guys have never pitched 3 straight days and now it's ALCS game 5. I mean, that's, I don't know. I think you'd want to test that at least.
Well, game first. 5 would be impossible because there's an off day in between 3 and 4, but it would be game. Oh, no. I was thinking of the DS. Yeah, you're right. Game 5. I don't think they want to test it, though. I think they want to be, like, as fresh as possible for that moment.
Right, but I don't know. That just, it feels like there's some dumbness because that's not how you do anything in sports, really. So, I don't know. I'm not saying you can expect it. But, I mean, aren't the Yankees the only team to not use a reliever 3 days in a row this year?
I don't know if they're the only team to not, but I know that they have not.
Right. So, I don't know. There's a chance that maybe they try Chapman or someone else for that. You can't anticipate it, though, and it's more likely. I mean, it's going to be CeCe. I mean, either way, it's probably going to be CeCe, Laza. Who knows?
Sessa, Nestor, Lasagna, Chad. You can use those four to bridge the gap to Ottavino as the closer.
I wouldn't hate a Chad redemption game.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Breaking news.
Boop, 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 boop.
The Young Prince to the IL.
Don't say stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Tyler Wade comes back up.
Finally.
Oh, wow, dude. Hoke tweeted out a picture of Severino throwing off a mound, and it's Yankee Stadium mound.
First time throwing off the Yankee Stadium mound this year.
Dude, don't let yourself get excited, Jimmy. Don't let yourself get excited.
Felt like that passed.
Don't let yourself get excited. Fuck. That's could be huge. He's throwing to live hitters, too. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no.
Everything okay over there?
That's going to get me too excited. I can't. They should have hid that from the public.
Sorry. Oh man, I just saw that picture of him and Tanaka. Tank together too.
Yeah, that's what got me too. Yeah,
that's John porn.
God damn. Whew. All right, so the pitching path to victory was kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
Getting some slop today. But let's go to the homer draft.
Homer draft.
I have a 2-0 lead on Jake as of now.
Ooh.
And you could have taken Glaber yesterday. I thought you did. And then I checked today and you didn't.
You always got to have an ace in the hole, Jimmy.
All right, so I am up 2-0.
Right.
Jake cannot take DJ LeMahieu, Gardner, Gary, Gregorius, Gio, or Tauchman. Jake, that leaves you Ford, Glaber.
I'm taking Judge and Glaber.
Okay, Judge and Glaber. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where are you
I don't know. Who can I take? I can't take DJ LeMahieu. I can't take Judge. I can't take Didi. I can't take Gio. Oh, wow. Gary's available.
Gary.
I'm taking Gary. I can't take Gardner. I kind of like that. I cannot take Glaber. I cannot take Ford. I can take Tauchman or Gardner. I mean, I think I gotta go Gardner because
redemption Gary game for Brett.
And Gary and Gardy. They're similar names. But mostly angry Brett's gonna pop one.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially against your guy Clevinger.
He's gonna woo right in the ump's face.
Beautiful locks.
Then he's gonna grab his bat and bang it on the ceiling in celebration because he's still testing the rules.
Right.
He doesn't know.
I use this to celebrate now. Is that a problem?
Is that okay? This is happy bangs.
Been there.
There's someone that's really upset about the roof. You see all the pictures, how much he's dented it?
Yeah.
Like, there's someone that cares about that. I don't know who it is. Dugout maintenance or something? Like, someone has to report to their boss and, like, I can't do anything about this.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... Yeah, I guess that'd be maintenance, landscaping. I don't know. I think they're all right because it's not like... I don't know. It's like a cool thing. Like, the Yankees like that. So it's not a problem.
There's someone...
Like, if that happened in the visitor's dugout, that'd be a problem.
No, but there's an employee that works for Yankee Stadium that in the offseason, this is now another task. Like,
maybe. They might leave it. It might be like a Guardy nostalgia thing, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they change one of the imprints into Guardy's face.
Sign it.
Everyone signs it. Badass. What's the over-under? You got the over-under correct yesterday. I got it wrong. It was 10, and it landed at 11.
Thank you. Good job. Easy over yesterday. That broke a streak for you, man.
I was sitting next to the wives.
Right.
Yesterday. Did I tell you that?
No.
So the suite next to me was all the wives.
Sure.
So Paxson's wife was like two seats next to me. And I couldn't like help but watch her live and die with Paxson.
Right.
I felt like
Did
I
you was say like, hi?
No, I didn't say hi. My dad really wanted me to. My dad, because Paxson's wife recently tweeted about me.
Right.
But she was like, every other wife / girlfriend was getting up and moving around, and she was like,
whoosh. She was locked in, yeah.
Yeah, and like when Paxson gave up those runs in the fifth, she was like,
yeah.
So I didn't do that. And then I was hoping there were some familiar faces. Like there's a couple that we've interacted with that I would say hi to, but. I couldn't piece anyone else besides Paxson's wife.
Okay.
Amber wasn't there. It's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah. Oh. What's the over-under?
What do you think it is?
CC versus Clevinger.
10.5. I'm going to steal it from you today.
I think Clevinger.
Clevinger good. CC coming off the IL.
Yeah, I think they go 10 again. They don't know about the bullpen. Vegas turns out they're dumb.
Over under is 10 on the nose.
Yeah, told you.
Jimmy Vegas.
Yeah. I'm going over.
Sunday over. Clevenger, CC. I think I'm going under.
Okay. Yeah. Two different ways.
So I have the two different ways.
You've always been a fan of tunnels, and I like the overpasses. Should have said bridges.
Yeah.
She said bridges. All right, that's the end of the pregame show. We appreciate it. We thank you. We'll be back right after this game with the postgame recap. If you're a Patreon member, join live. Hang out with us. Looking at a great 7-5 win. That's what says Tom Smith. I enjoy that. Jake, hit him with those last words.
4-2 Yanks.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.